Hello, this is David Nakao Wilcoxon. This audio is from a Revelation Timeline Decoded YouTube video series that I made in 2021. The videos were very low tech, mostly me reading what's on the screen, so you're not missing much in the audio version. The Revelation Layers chart and summary PDFs that I refer to in the videos can be found at www.revelationtimelinedecoded.com. Enjoy the lesson. Hello, Set Apart Saints. This is David, and in this video, I'm going to talk about the Third Trumpet Judgment. If you haven't done so, I recommend watching the previous videos in this Revelation Timeline Decoded series so that the explanation is in context. If you want more information about the fulfillment of Revelation, the Revelation Timeline Decoded book provides it in detail. To review, Messiah sealed his saints, which were represented by 144,000, before barbarian armies were sent to attack the pagan Roman Empire, as judgment for them persecuting Messiah's saints. Revelation 7:3 says, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. In the fulfillment of the first trumpet judgment, hail points to war in Bible symbolism, and Yah, our Heavenly Father, caused the Goths, who were led by Alaric, to move in the direction in which literal hail came, north to south. They attacked the earth, which is the land of the Roman Empire, from 395 to 410 in Greece, Gaul, and Spain. Then 300,000 Goths invaded Italy. The fire represents the scorched earth policy in their invasions of enemy territory. In the second trumpet judgment, a mountain in biblical symbolism represents a great nation. It represents Yah, our Heavenly Father, sending the Vandals, led by Genseric, to attack the coastlands of the Roman territory of the Mediterranean and all the islands from about 425 to 470 AD, leaving bloodshed and confusion in their wake. They were as a volcano, a great burning mountain, which desolated the seaside cities of the Western Roman Empire. The first four trumpet judgments are pointing to judgments against one-third of the earth, but the earth that John is pointing to in Revelation is the Roman Empire. During the 4th century, the Roman Empire was divided into three parts: the Western Roman Empire, the eastern part of Constantinople, which spoke Greek, and the middle Illyrian prefecture. The third trumpet judgment points to the next barbarian army being sent to attack the Roman Empire. Our Heavenly Father is faithful to avenge his saints who cried out for vengeance. Revelation 8:9-11 says, and the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third of the waters, upon the fountain of waters, and the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died in the waters because they were made bitter. It's using symbolism, and we'll see that played out. The third trumpet represents the invasion of Attila the Hun, who came on the scene in 451. A star in Bible prophecy can point to a leader. In this case, the great burning, destroying star was the king of the Huns, Attila. Attila and his 800,000-man army rose quickly and flashed across the land and desolated the Italian Alps, which is the source of the Danube, Rhine, and Po rivers, so the fountains, right on target. This is the area with over 40 rivers that covered one-third of the Roman Empire. Historian Edward Gibbon, who wrote The History and the Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire in a six-volume set, says that all of Attila the Hun's major battles were fought on rivers. So Messiah is telling you that it's pointing to rivers. It's pointing to the fountains and the sources of the rivers. And here we have historian Gibbon saying that all Attila the Hun's major battles were fought on rivers. The bitter absinthe plant, called Wormwood, grows freely in the Alps. Therefore, the same name gives us both the location of the great star and his war's effects. So Attila burned cities, massacred enslaved inhabitants, and generally caused despair, famine, and bitterness. His military strategy was to lure Roman armies into crossing rivers after he had feigned a retreat. While the armies were crossing the rivers, he ordered his troops to attack. Historians estimate that 300,000 men lay slaughtered in the rivers, making the water contaminated, making it bitter, causing thousands of people to die downstream from disease. So you have dead men in the river, they're contaminating the water, causing people downstream to die from disease, which is exactly what Messiah foretold. Attila and his vast army attacked the areas of the great rivers and then moved out to the Alps, the springs' sources. Fulfilling the description, he fell upon rivers and springs of water. Attila's attack only stopped when he died on his wedding night. After he got drunk, he suffered a severe nosebleed and choked to death on his blood. Thus, his attack on the west was like the passing of a transitory meteor, a falling star, who shined brightly, illuminated the sky, and then disappeared. Edward Gibbon documented, the Western world was oppressed by the Goths and Vandals who fled before the Huns. But the achievement of the Huns themselves were not adequate to their power and prosperity. In the reign of Attila, the Huns again became the terror of the world, and I shall now describe the character and actions of that formidable barbarian who alternatively invaded and insulted the East and the West and urged the rapid downfall of the Roman Empire. Attila spread his ravages over the rich plains of modern Lombardy, which are divided by the Po and bounded by the Alps and Apennines. In the book Attila the Hun, The Scourge of God, Demonic, Savage, or Inspired Leader, Alexander Knight says, Attila's barbaric savagery is exemplified through his self-dubbing title, The Scourge of God. I mean, here's a guy who's called The Scourge of God, and he's sent on a mission to attack the Roman Empire, to scourge the Roman Empire. And the scourge is an ancient Roman type of whip designed to inflict the most damage and pain possible on the victim. Attila believed himself to be God's whip to inflict as much pain and damage to the Roman Empire as possible. Attila the Hun, in his decade of military adventures, managed to contribute more to the fall of the Western Roman Empire than any figure. In the book Revelations from Revelation, Patrick Jones says, as Attila approached Rome, the people were desperate, knowing that they had no power to resist such an army as accompanied Attila. It was then that Leo, the Bishop of Rome, volunteered his services and went out to meet the coming army. He appealed that the city be spared. The barbarian monarch listened with favorable and even respectful attention, and the deliverance of Italy was purchased by the immense ransom or dowry of the prince Honoria. Attila added a beautiful maid to the list of his numerous wives. Their marriage was celebrated with barbaric pomp and festivity at the wooden palace beyond the Danube, and the monarch, oppressed with wine and sleep, retired at a late hour from the banquet to the nuptial bed. Then an artery suddenly burst, and as Attila lay in supine posture, he was suffocated by a torrent of blood. In the book, Italy and Her Invaders, Thomas Hodgkin says, with dramatic suddenness, the stage after the death of Attila is cleared off of all the chief actors. The death of Attila was followed by a dissolution of his empire, as complete and more ruinous than that which befell the Macedonian monarchy of the death of Alexander. Keeping in mind that Messiah described Attila the Hun as a great burning star, in the book The Cambridge Medieval History, J.B. Bury says, pointing to Attila, his attack on the West was like that of the passing meteor. So what did Messiah say? Call them a burning star. And here's this guy documenting history, and he's saying that his attack on the West was like the passing of a transitory meteor. It's amazing to me that the words of historians show the exacting fulfillment. He's talking about the meteor that was not exhausted and then it fell on Italy and Gaul. In the book History of the Latter Roman Empire, J.B. Bury says, the rise of the great Hunnic power which threatened European civilization in the 5th century was as sudden and rapid as its fall. In the book A View of Ancient Geography and Ancient History, Robert Mayo says, Attila again comes upon Italy but spares Rome and dies the next year. His vast empire, now being divided among his discordant sons, falls at once like a meteor that passes over one half the globe and then in an instant vanishes forever. Once again, we see a historian saying that Attila flashed onto the scene, he was like a meteor, and then he disappeared, fulfilling the exact words of Messiah about a burning star. So we see the historical evidence of Attila the Hun fulfilling the third trumpet judgment when Attila and his 800,000 man army rose quickly and flashed across the land and desolated the Italian Alps, which is the source of the Danube, Rhine, and Po rivers. We see that many men died in the rivers. They made the water bitter. That affected people downstream and they died. This is all the direct, glorious, amazing fulfillment of Messiah's prophecy. So the fulfillment of Revelation is very logical and so amazing. I hope that helps you see the fulfillment of the third trumpet judgment. There's a video on my Revelation Timeline Decoder website, which provides more information for you. Thank you for listening to this Revelation Timeline Decoded audio. You can request a free copy of the Revelation Timeline Decoded summary PDF or order a printed copy of the book, which explains it in detail, at revelationtimelinedecoded.com. I love y'all. Shalom.